My mum once told me that the key to a successful house move lay in the preparation of a special box, containing tea bags, kettle, mugs, UHT milk, and biscuits. With tea and biscuits, you could take on the world, she always said. I thought that she was talking total bollocks, and I've always refused to prepare such a middle-aged sounding invention. But having rooted through 7 different boxes in a bid to find the kettle, I started to consider that she might have been right. Not that I'll tell her, of course. I'd never hear the end of it if I did. It was starting to get dark, and it was then, as I flicked a light switch, that I realised the power wasn't even on yet. The electric kettle would have been totally useless. I guess that makes it 1-0 to me. Ha! 45 minutes and 13 matches later, I found an ancient-looking fuse box under the stairs. I like to think I'm pretty resilient, and what I lack in ability I make up for with stubbornness. So, despite its Dickensian appearance, I opened the box and was rewarded, seconds later as my little cottage was flooded with light. Feeling triumphant, I grabbed my phone and blasted Slade's I Wish It Could Be Christmas at full volume, because sure, I may not know where the kettle is, but my phone is never far away, and with it, music for dancing. I threw myself around the room with wild abandon. I was hundreds of miles away from anyone who knew me, no friends or family with whom to celebrate the upcoming season. And right at that moment, it felt amazing.